The homeless population in America is one of the groups most in danger during this coronavirus outbreak. Many of them are already at greater risk because of inadequate hygiene and chronic medical conditions. Although there are no reports yet of coronavirus outbreaks in homeless camps, advocates are bracing for them. In California, Oakland's city council president is calling on the state and county to create washing stations so that homeless people can clean their hands. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
In King County, Washington, so far the center of the outbreak in the U.S., public health officials are bolstering sanitation practices and staff training at the region's established homeless shelters. Leo Flores is King County's Director of Community and Human Services.
And we are really focused right now on how do we equip folks to do that work that we know works to help prevent the spread, which is hygiene, cleaning, social distancing, and making, you know, smart decisions and having the resources to do those in the existing shelter network. We think that's one of our most important jobs right now.
Just in case, Floor says, the county has also set up space in modular trailers for homeless people who might test positive but have mild or moderate symptoms and need to recover in isolation, not a crowded shelter. The biggest challenge may be in California. There are more than 140,000 homeless in the state. Many are living on the street, making it harder for public health officials to take action. Dr. Peter Bielenson is director of Sacramento County's Department of Health Services.
It's number one, obviously, in terms of hygiene. It's much harder to follow the guidelines of washing your hands for 20 seconds when you don't have sinks around. And secondly, they're in a much more vulnerable population of chronic underlying health conditions. And so we're trying to make sure that we can protect them from potential infection.
Underscoring that latter point, Dr. Bielenson at first had workers in the field ask homeless people detailed questions about symptoms they might be having. But that plan was abandoned after so many homeless were reporting respiratory and other ailments from a wide variety of illnesses because of their rough living conditions. So part of Sacramento's new plan is to pass out hand sanitizer to as many homeless as possible as a substitute for hand washing. That is, if they can get a hold of some in time.
There's some real price gouging going on with hand sanitizers, with Amazon, for example, selling $8 an ounce when it's usually much, much less expensive. So
wait, so Sacramento was going on Amazon to try to get bulk orders of sanitizer?
We tried to go on Amazon to get our bulk orders. We're actually getting our bulk orders from elsewhere, but it's going to take a couple weeks to get here. We'd like to get it more quickly.
Los Angeles County alone has nearly 60,000 homeless. Many live in makeshift encampments that are crowded and lack adequate sanitation, hand washing, and toilet facilities. So Dr. Jeffrey Klausner of UCLA's Medical School and Hospital was heartened when he recently visited one of several homeless camps under LA's 101 freeway and saw that city workers had set up a makeshift drinking fountain.
And that drinking fountain was attached to a fire hydrant, and right next to the drinking fountain was a bar of soap and a towel. So it can happen that the city can provide clean water and washing facilities. It's just not very widespread.
That kind of simple fix needs to become more widespread, Dr. Klausner says, if California and other states want to keep the virus from spreading to a population that, along with nursing homes, is among the most vulnerable. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.